Good morning. It's good to be with you on this beautiful morning today as we continue studying 2 Corinthians. I'm glad that you've chosen to take a few minutes to dig into 2 Corinthians with us. If you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube or podcasting, no matter how you find this, I hope that today's reading and today's reflection is a blessing to you as we continue to dig into 2 Corinthians. And as I told you, we're getting close, y'all. We got, maybe 4 or 5 more days left, so we'll have to figure out where we go next. I'd love any feedback or comments about what you think we may want to study. I've been leaning towards kind of alternating, maybe New Testament, Old Testament, New Testament, Old Testament. But I've enjoyed 2 Corinthians. So let's pick up with chapter 11. We'll be reading verse 16 to the end of the chapter, which is verse 33. 16 through 33. I repeat, let no one think that I'm a fool, but if you do, then accept me as a fool, so that I may that I too may boast a little. What I am saying in regard to this boastful confidence, I am saying not with the Lord's authority, but as a fool. Once again, sassy Paul. Since I'm as many boasting according to human standards, I also will boast. For you gladly put up with fools, being wise yourselves. For you put up with it when someone makes slaves of you, or preys upon you, or takes advantage of you, or puts on airs, or gives you a slap in the face. To my shame, I must say, we were too weak for that. Paul's really kind of goading them right now a little bit to talk about what he's gone through and what they need to understand. He's trying to just kind of shake them into reality, if you will. Whatever anyone dares to boast of, I'm speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast of that. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I am talking like a madman. I am a better one. With far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless floggings, and often near death. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I received a stoning. 3 times I was shipwrecked. For a night and a day I was set adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from bandits, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers and sisters, in toil and hardship. Through many a sleepless night, hungry and thirsty, often without food, cold and naked. And besides other things, I am under daily pressure because of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak? Am I not weak? Who is made to stumble? Am I not indignant? If I must boast, I will boast in the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, blessed be forever, knows that I do not lie. In Damascus, the governor under King Artius guarded the city of Damascus in order to seize me, but I was let down in a basket through a window in a wall and escaped from his hands. So Paul basically is saying this. He's kind of being, like I said, sassy, a little sarcastic, said, for you put up with it when someone makes slaves of you, or preys upon you, or takes advantage of you, or puts you on airs, or gives you a slap in the face. To my shame, I must say, we were too weak to do any of that. So Paul's like, you gladly take abuse from people, and we were too kind to do that. Paul's basically, once again, justifying his ministry and explaining to them why they can trust him. They have all these people wandering to town, all these people who, are trying to pretend like they're these great leaders, or pretend like they're these individuals who they should be trusted. And Paul's like, guys, like, let's compare, let's take notes. Look at, they've done these things here. Well, I've done the same thing, but even more faithfully. And not only that, but I've treated you with respect. They have abused you. They have asked you. They've taken advantage of you. And Paul's trying to, I mean, the analogy I use is Paul's almost like grabbing them by the shoulders and shaking them, saying, guys, stay with me. Stay with me, guys. Come on. My previous church had a joke that when I was at Asbury and Petal, they had a joke that every once in a while I'd kind of come out and I would kind of have a what we call a classic come to Jesus talk. Usually it was over the church needing to step up and help out in some ways that we were needing help. And oftentimes when I would do this, I would bring God a little kind of a stool to preach from. So if you've seen me preach, you know that normally I wander around when I preach. I kind of wander from pulpit to lectern. I don't walk down the aisle, but I do kind of roam around when I'm talking. And my church always got real nervous. Uh-oh, Andy's got a stool. Uh-oh, we must be in trouble. Oh no, what's he gonna say? Because I wanted to get serious. And there comes a time. And that's, I think, what Paul's trying to do. Paul's trying to, I mean, this is really a come to Jesus talk for Paul. He's saying, guys, these people who have tricked you and fooled you, they're taking advantage of you. And they don't even have the same credentials that I do. Said, I love you. I've not done this. I've not asked for anything when I was there. All I've asked you to do is take up an offering for the other individuals. But I've not asked you anything personally. He said, but these people said, they prey upon you. They take advantage of you. They put on airs. They slap you in the face. And I think that's, think of it all like a parent. How what you want so much for your children is for your children to be healthy, to make wise decisions, to be strong, to be smart. And sometimes you've got to kind of shake them a little bit. Not literally, but, you know, come on. Stay with me here. Dave Ramsey calls that a knee-to-knee conversation. Sometimes you got to get knee-to-knee with somebody, look them in the eye, and tell them, hey, I need you to hear this. I need you to hear this. And it's good for us. It's good for us sometimes. I think sometimes we get comfortable. I know I've said before, I know I say it to myself, that sometimes my great idol is comfort. I desire comfort above all else. But I also truly believe that sometimes our faith will not truly grow until we get uncomfortable. It isn't until God puts us in a place of discomfort, till God puts us in a hard place, that we can truly grow. I heard a devotion last night at a meeting about it's in our times of discomfort. It's in our times of even conflict sometimes that we can show grace, that we can learn, that we can grow, that we can grow deeper with God. And so I think Paul is trying to make them a little uncomfortable here to say, hey guys, like, there's something bigger you're missing here. There's something you're not seeing. Do you not see how they're taking advantage of you? Do you not see how I didn't take advantage of you? And look what all that I've done. Everything they can check off their list, I can check off the list. They've done this. I've been beaten these many times. They've done this. Well, I've been shipwrecked at sea. They've done this. Well, they're Hebrew. So am I. They're a descendant of Abraham. So am I. You can trust me. You can trust me. And not only can you trust me with what I've said, but with what I've done. We see in Paul's work the struggle that Paul had sometimes go through to defend his ministry. It makes me think of something Bishop Swanson said years ago to preachers. And I think it's true not just for preachers, but for all of us. I heard Bishop Lewis say the same thing recently. When someone questions your call, that's a good chance for you to tell your call story again. When someone questions your call, it's a chance for you to explain again. Bishop Lewis talked about practicing your testimony, repeating your testimony about when you were saved so that you have the rhythm to do it again, but also to encourage yourself, to remind yourself. Paul, in many ways, is giving his testimony here. He's telling them, this is what God's done for me. This is all that I've done. You can trust me. You can trust me. I think it's important for us in our life, in our faith, to know our testimony enough to where we can give it. So this morning, I guess my question is, what's your testimony? Are you like Paul and you've been through all these things? Or maybe your testimony's been a little bit easier. Maybe you haven't had as many struggles as Paul may have had or as many challenges as Paul may have had, but you've seen God present or active in your life. What's your testimony? And where can you share your testimony? I think sometimes we go through difficult seasons, walk through difficult times, so that we can actually be a blessing to others when they go through difficult seasons or they go through difficult times. Paul can hear say, hey guys, I've been through all these things and you can trust me. You can listen to me. So maybe your testimony is yours so that when someone you know or someone you love is going through a difficult time, you can say, hey, listen, trust me, you can listen to me. And here's how. Look what I've been through. Look what I've experienced. Look what God's done in my life. Here, you can trust me. Paul's saying to these guys, you can trust me. You can trust me. Here's all that I've been through. Here's all that I've done. Here's all that's happened. Here's all that's happened in my life. You can trust what I'm telling you. You can trust what I'm saying to you. I love you. I haven't asked anything. I haven't slapped you in the face. I haven't put on airs. I've been humble. Trust me. Trust me. So today, what's your story? We heard Paul's story today. What's your story? What has God done for you? What is God doing for you? And how can you tell someone else about what God has done for you? So today, we all got a story. Think about what yours is. And think about how you can share your story with somebody through your words, through your actions, through all that you are. So let's know our story. Let's tell our story. And let's use our stories to be a way, like Paul does, to point others to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So think about your story today and how you can use it. Hope you have a great rest of your day. I look forward to being with you tomorrow morning as we continue to walk through 2 Corinthians together. Have a great day.